The legendary basketball coach John Wooden said that a good coach can change a game, but a great coach can change a life. I feel that is so true. I'm sure all of us have had those teachers that taught us way more than maths or marketing. They'd have completely changed the way we see things and taught us things that we apply in another part of life completely. One of the TV shows I absolutely loved recently was Ted Lasso. Sure, he made the team better at football, but more than that, he changed them as individuals through means outside the pitch. This is what I'd like to talk about today. Not Ted Lasso. We can do that some other time. But the importance of having a good coach.
Welcome to One Rep at a Time, a podcast from CultFit that encourages you to become a healthier, better, and happier version of yourself by building small, sustainable habits. Let's welcome your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or Chuck.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of One Rep at a Time. This week, we were looking at good nutrition, but today's episode is a little more holistic than that. In fact, I'd like to, for just a brief while, take a step back from just weight loss itself. You see, good health has four components: nutrition, sleep, stress management, and yes, exercise. All four of them are super important. Anyone who's achieved any fitness goal, including weight loss, would have managed all four of these. Now, the challenge is that each of them are so dependent on the individual. I mean, think about it. Take your best friends. It's quite unlikely any two people have the exact same levels of stress or sleep for the same time, eat exactly the same things, and do the exact same workouts. And even if they did, there could be other factors. Some bodies just react to some foods differently. Some people just like doing different kinds of exercise. There's a reason why a lot of medical advice on diets and exercise ends with, "See if this makes sense for you and your body." Now, I know that seems challenging, but that's actually where a coach can help. A coach, such as the Cult Transform coaches, uses nutrition, exercise, and behavioral science to help you achieve your weight loss goal or any other fitness goal you may have. They'll basically help you build habits, take stock of your unique situation, and offer solutions that you couldn't have thought of yourself, or the web might not have been able to give you. For instance, suppose you're stressed. It's very likely that it's going to impact your focus, your ability to make the right food choices, and hamper your sleep. This in turn can make you feel too drained to work out. We've all been there, right? Needless to say, this will hamper your fitness goals and you might feel lost. What a coach will do is take a holistic approach by addressing your concerns with an assessment and then tailor the program to suit your unique needs and support you throughout your journey. Similarly, there could be other things that could go wrong with respect to nutrition or sleep or fitness itself. A coach can help you course correct and get back on track. One way of thinking of these coaches is that they are partners in your fitness journey who help you do things holistically, taking into account individual factors. It helps beat loneliness, it gives you accountability, and gives you advice that has scientific backing, which is customized to you, unlike advice on the web. They might also make certain recommendations based on the severity of your condition. For instance, they might recommend you see a therapist if you're feeling too stressed, or hire a personal trainer if you have an injury. Think of a coach as a consultant for your health journey. Of course, he or she can only consult or give you advice. You still need to take the first step and then the steps after that as well. I personally think having a coach is a great idea in this day and age of information overload. Just because information is easily accessible and free doesn't mean that it's necessarily good, legit, or even good for you. Because one thing I'm realizing as I get older is that all our bodies are unique. One size fits all advice will not work, period. Heck, if I take a group of 10 of my friends and all their musical tastes are different, no playlist is going to make all of them happy. Health advice, all the more so. The reason I say all this is that there are plenty of articles and videos online about how to lose weight, shed that flab fast, 5 foods to help you get slim, 10 ways to get a beach body in 3 weeks, and things like that. And while many of them do dispense some good advice, it's important to realize that there is no foolproof method because each of us are different. In that case, what might be better than Googling might be to speak to a coach. If you're struggling with your weight loss journey, speak to one. They will certainly be able to guide you. For all you know, your stagnation might not be because of workouts at all. If you'd like to speak to a Cult Transform coach, there's a link in the notes of this episode. All right, it's time for cool down. All right, this is the part of the show where we give you one cool fact or piece of trivia related to fitness. Today, some trivia around a very popular cool down movement, the downward dog. You know this one. Those of you into yoga might know it as Adho Mukha Svasana. It's that movement where your body looks like an upside down V shape. It's excellent post-workout as it stretches the hamstrings and calf muscles while building strength in the shoulders. It's a very recognizable part of yoga. It's been noted that this pose is often used by film directors when they need to depict a yoga scene. A popular brand of computers had a laptop that had a hinge allowing the screen to go all the way to 360 degrees, so it could actually be made to stand like an upside down V-shape. Its name? The Yoga. And this pose was used in its advertising. There's more. It's been part of art for some time. A major TV channel in the US had a show called The Downward Dog. It was even the title of a 2013 novel. All this being said, it must be noted, that's not exactly how a dog stretches. But hey, if you feel like letting a little woof out while doing this, be our guest. And that's it for the 9th episode of this podcast. If you'd like to say hi, my details are in the notes of this episode. I'll see you here tomorrow with a really cool interview that I've done on the topic of well-rounded nutrition. And remember, like your exercise routine, take life one rep at a time.
You've been listening to One Rep at a Time by Cult Fit. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're looking for sustainable weight loss coaching, check out the Cult Transform program on the Cult Fit app or website. See you on the next episode.